Washington. Millions of Americans may lose access to food assistance this week as the federal government prepares to stop funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, due to the ongoing shutdown. The freeze, set to begin Saturday, marks the first time the U.S. has fully suspended SNAP benefits during a government shutdown. About 42 million people rely on the program to help buy food. Many are low-income families, children, and seniors. Several states are already taking emergency steps. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency to support the 3 million New Yorkers who depend on SNAP. "I'm declaring a state of emergency to use every tool we have to help the 3 million New Yorkers losing food assistance because of the GOP shutdown," she wrote on social media. Rhode Island, Virginia, and New Mexico have also issued emergency orders to help residents if federal aid stops. The shutdown began after Congress failed to pass a budget before the September 30th deadline. The White House says the government no longer has funds to continue the program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, confirmed that November payments will not be issued, saying it has run out of backup funds used in previous shutdowns. Democrats have accused the Trump administration of using food aid as leverage in political negotiations. 25 states controlled by Democrats have filed a lawsuit to force the government to continue SNAP benefits. A federal judge in Massachusetts heard the case on Thursday and said she would rule soon. Food banks and community groups say they are preparing for a surge in demand. Religious organizations, including the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, warned the cut would hit vulnerable families hardest. "This would be catastrophic for families who rely on SNAP to put food on the table," the bishop said. SNAP typically costs the government around $8 billion a month. Until now, the USDA had always kept payments going during shutdowns.